bar in Silver Lake.
Welcome to Edit Radio episode 825 with me and only me today, your host, Janessa Williams. I am so excited to be back on the podcast. I feel like it's been a little while, and because we've had a little bit of a change in programming recently, our lovely host Barry had to step away for a week, so Kevin stepped into his week and he decided to let me loose on my very own podcast for the first time in a while. So that feels very exciting, and hopefully over the next 40 minutes or so, I'm going to guide you through some of your favourite new tracks of June and July and the kind of surrounding months. I think most things on this playlist are quite new, but they're definitely all new to me and hopefully new to you too. They also do have a little bit of a theme, which was slightly teased with my opening song today. That was, of course, the inimitable Olivia Rodrigo with her new album, You Seem Pretty Sad for a Girl So in Love. That song was Expectations, which I think is currently my favourite song on the album. It changes a lot because I think the whole thing is utterly brilliant, but I think she really pulls off the kind of new wavy vibe of that one. It's a little bit Paramore, After Laughter era to me, which if you know me at all, you know is always a winner. But I think she's done a really excellent job on this record of kind of progressing her pop-punky sound into new wave, into kind of like 90s and noughties slacker rock. Like, there's lots of interesting things going on that feel like a really natural progression for Olivia. So I'm incredibly excited for her, and also incredibly excited for the festival she's just announced. Daisy Chain Fields is going to be happening for its inaugural event at the end of August, and it has got an all-female lineup, which is an incredible thing to see in 2026. And I'm so happy and so excited that me and a few friends are actually going to go down for it. So that's going to be a beautiful bookend to our time in California, but also kind of gave me the inspo to maybe make a podcast themed all around the many, many brilliant female artists that, you know, we really are spoiled at the moment. I feel like I decided I wanted to theme this episode, but like really didn't have to try very hard because just my long lists for the month were very female dominated anyway. So without further ado, let's get into it. This is my other favourite track of the month. This is a comeback from Biba Doobie, and the Midwest emo is going hard with this one. This is Sun Has Set.
Edit Radio.
Still
cheeky gasp there. That was Blood by Mary in the Junkyard, who I think holds status at the moment for being my favourite new band in Britain, or, in the words of Pitchfork, the most British-sounding British band of the moment. I'm not sure if Pitchfork meant that as a compliment or not, but they kind of compared them to, you know, Dry Cleaning and Squid and that sort of London hip scene, which I guess they are part of. Like, they sort of came up very much playing the Windmill in London a ton and kind of moving in those sort of circles. But I think there's something really, really interesting about their sound. They've sort of got the, like, groovy, indie, sleazy disco thing going on that another band I really love at the moment, Lime Garden, have got going. And then that sort of, like, idiosyncratic, super highly pronounced vocal style. Like, I feel like they're, if you're going to kind of call them the most British band in Britain, I feel like it's because they're really melding all of the sort of very high points of a lot of other groups, but doing so in a really seamless way that feels very much like their own thing. And I'd really recommend getting hold of a copy of the album if you can. It's called Role Model Hermit, and just chock full of songs that you feel like you've known forever, can kind of instantly take to your heart. I think they're going to be a really, really big band, or if not a big band, certainly a very influential band on Britain and the kind of scene that's bubbling along in my fair home country. But we'll stick with London, I think, for the next track, which is by an artist, a duo, I do believe. Ignore my clicking sounds in the background whilst I verify everything I'm about to say to you. But this duo, I believe, are from Canada and America originally, but definitely like hanging out and living in London at the moment. They're called Tommy Lefroy, and I believe they've been knocking around since sort of like 2023-ish, kind of bonded together by listening to Boy Genius and Phoebe Bridgers, which, you know, relatable. But this song I heard just completely randomly. I think someone maybe sent it to me via email and just loved it immediately. Again, a sound that feels very familiar, but is definitely doing something new and interesting. This is Slush Puppy by Tommy Lefroy.
You say, my God, look at this place. Buy me slush puppy, let it drip down. Comic relief was
twin bed, where all will be forgiven in an instant. Hands in each other's hair, we are born again. So who cares where we're going?
Back, everybody. She's back. God bless America. I am recording this on the 4th of July, so excuse that outburst. But of course, I am talking about the one, the only Phoebe Bridgers. She is back. That is the new single, Lost Boys, taken from the forthcoming album, Lost Weekends. And I think it's fair to say we can all breathe a sigh of relief that the Queen has returned, and returned on form. I know some people online have kind of been saying, oh, you know, it's more of the same, and they're sort of disappointed by that, I guess because of the kind of stan culture brain that dictates that, you know, every album has to be this complete, like, reinvention, and there needs to be, like, new styles, and everything has to be bigger, and she should have dyed her hair a different colour, and there should be, like, a very dramatic, like, sense of newness to this for it to be a success. But I think in Phoebe Bridgers' case, you know, and in the case of a lot of artists who are truly incredibly talented, like, it's actually totally fine to just kind of deliver more of what you are known and loved for, but with some tweaks. And I think Lost Boys definitely fits for me into the kind of Phoebe Bridgers category of stuff like Kyoto, where it feels like it's very distinctly the artist's sound, but like with a kind of poppier chorus. And I think it's really interesting to think of this as a lead single, but also maybe potentially a bit of a misdirection for what else might be going on the record. We know she's an incredibly playful person. And so I think maybe even if we are going to see this as a bit of a slow burn, potentially, I don't, if you were going to argue it that way, I think there could definitely be some moments on the record coming up that will be a bit of a surprise. And if not, she's just the best anyway, and who could be mad about more Phoebe Bridgers songs that sound like Phoebe Bridgers songs? I don't know. I don't see it as a problem. So let's move now back to the UK, and to introduce you to an artist called Sophie Howes, but stylized as Sophie, S-O-F-Y, who is a new star in the UK, originally from Leicester, currently based in London, and again has been kind of making music for a little while. I think first got into songwriting during the pandemic, which, for as horrendously awful as it was, I think definitely will have a really big mark on music for all of the artists who kind of got into, like, bedroom pop producing during that time, you know, spending so much time alone that they really got into creative pursuits and figured things out. She's definitely part of that charge, and has kind of coined a sound that I think, or maybe this is just a music journalism thing, I don't know if this is something she's claimed herself, but as coined as kind of like a neo-Britpop. So I think you can kind of hear that. Maybe it's just the Leicester connection. She's been touring with Kasabian. Maybe it's just like, that's what's in my head as I think of her vocal delivery. But I think she's really cool. And I think she's got what it takes to, you know, kind of be leading the charge of a new kind of like playful pop singer-songwriting. Her debut album, How to Perform Magic, is set for release in September. But this is currently the single that's being promoted at the moment. It's called Super Friend, and I think it's really fun and summery, and I hope you like it.
Government's faces change, big brother starts again. sentimental was a prize to win. You're a supermodel, you're a perfect 10. You'd be hard to follow, so I'll just stay in. Guess I'll see you tomorrow. You're my super friend.
The latest track by Muramasa, who, forgive me, I know on this female-orientated podcast, that is a man, but it's featuring an artist who I'm really, really excited about, a 22-year-old called Led By Her, all one word, who I just think has the most interesting voice and kind of perspective again, if we're talking music journalism-y coined genres, led by her, is operating in the lane of what we call bedroom drill. She's been hanging out with Big Pig, who you know we love a lot here on the podcast, collaborating really widely. And I really, really love that track. I think Muramasa is someone who's kind of proven himself time and time again to be someone who is really interesting in the way that he blends kind of drum and bass with British indie and stuff that feels very like of the noughties subcultures of Britain, blending tons of different things in a really organic way. And so I find that he seems really instinctual for working with up-and-coming artists who have a really interesting point of view. And I think led by her is someone we will be seeing a lot of, like I say, moving in really interesting circles, blending really interesting sounds. And I think much like Sophie, actually, the track that I played before, this kind of like revival, well, not revival, because obviously, you know, people will be screaming at me on this podcast if they, you know, were hearing it. Like, drum and bass is obviously not new and doesn't need a revival. But I think the way it's being brought into the mainstream by these kind of young female artists is really, really interesting and so perfect for summer. You know, I love really, really sad music, and there's something about that kind of drum and bass that for me in the summer always carries a kind of like melancholy to it that feels kind of emo and cool. And I think I'm explaining myself really, really badly, but hopefully you can kind of see what I'm trying to get at here and why I maybe wanted to blend tracks like that with the more kind of emo-y stuff we heard from Biba Doobie earlier. To me, it's all very much in one kind of space, and I would love to see some of this artists on this podcast actually collaborate. There would be some very cool stuff going on between Biba Doobie and Led By Her. But yeah, let's once again hit shuffle and completely mix up the genres with, you know I had to do it to you, today's edition of K-Pop Corner. So this next track is by a group called IVE, who've had a fair few bangers in their catalogue. But this one really stood out to me actually at a time where I feel like the female artists in K-pop are maybe, I don't want to say anything too strongly here, but I feel like the gap of New Jeans is being very firmly felt, and at the same time the pressures to fit into a certain body image are being felt extremely strongly in K-pop always, but especially for female groups at the moment. And so I think that's been playing on my mind a little bit in terms of not engaging as much with the female groups, or finding that I'm not enjoying as many of their comebacks as maybe I would do normally. I am definitely concerned about the pressure that a lot of these groups are under, always have been, but especially at the moment it feels really, really heightened to me. So maybe I haven't been paying as close attention to what some of the groups have been doing as I might do otherwise. But I did really, really love this remix by an artist called Taku Takahashi of IVE's new single Lucid Dream. Again, kind of puts some garage drum and bass on it, makes it feel very summery, and so I wanted to share it with you as today's instalment of K-Pop Corner. Let's get into it. Lucid Dream, IVE, Taku Takahashi remix.
Edit Radio.
Change it. I don't really get exhausted. 너 전부 your own 이 세계 원파했대. 착한 나로 보더니 so what can I? no. 마요 이 컴작 to say my name. Hit me up in your dream. 다 때문에 나이와 you know me 그 가서로 나가게로 호시와 사카이오 테라스요. You could say kill so we belong to our neverland. It feels like a lucid dream. 3만나의 love story. 마바타카 탑이 네 마호 너여. Make me more what you dream. Dream about you and me. La 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 lucid. La 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 lucid dream. La 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 lucid. La 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 lucid dream. La 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 lucid. La 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 lucid dream. Dream. Dream about you and me. 더운 나 여름 옷.
One lonely night.
매우 터질해 봐.
You live.
you there.
Friends is the new one from Australian singer-songwriter Gordy. That song is called Quitter, taken from their new EP Nylon, which I presume is named for the fact that you can really hear the string work there. I believe this EP was kind of recorded literally just by hitting play on a recorder, playing the guitar, and just very much like taking the cut as it came. And I think, especially in the age of, you know, AI and faffing around with things and having huge rollouts and like making a really big song and dance out of, you know, production and so on and so forth, there's something really powerful and actually quite brave, not to over-egg it, but about saying, you know, I really stand by my songwriting here and I really want to just like let this be in the world. And this EP, for its simplicity, I think is all the stronger for it. It's a really beautiful collection of songs. And I'm really happy to have discovered Gordy. I feel like I'm on the back foot here. It seems like they've been around for some time, you know, very beloved in Australia. Wikipedia has just informed me that Gordy is, I hope this is true, in a relationship with Alex Leahy, who we also love on the podcast. So I'm, you know, not to divulge into celebrity gossip, but we always love a power couple. And so I was very happy to read that and very happy to know this artist and have him in my life now. I feel like I will be listening to Nylon a lot this summer. Again, I said it earlier and I'll say it again. I love sad summer music. I'm always very happy to have stuff that lets me look out of the window of my friend's car wistfully at the sunset and have all of my feelings, you know, sit by the pool as the sun's setting. Like real, you know, real privileged people problems is what I'm talking about. I feel very lucky to be in a position in my life in which those things are totally me indulging in my melancholy rather than having a ton of things to be genuinely troubled by. Summertime sadness is a luxury, but Nylon will be my friend during that, I am sure. I am waffling my little head off. I can feel it. But luckily for you and for I, we have come to the end of a podcast. And I really wanted to leave you in that nice, gentle vein that Gordy has kind of lulled us into with another very special song by another artist who has been around for a while, really paying her dues, really doing interesting things, and has put out, again, another beautiful record that I've been enjoying very, very much. This is the British artist Ego LMA, who you probably know as more of a kind of traditional soul R&B singer, but her new album Good Intentions has got tons of interesting things going on, very much in that vein, but also in a more kind of expansive sound. And this song I'm going to play you, the album's closer, she said was kind of something that she's longed to do for a really long time, like experimenting with more of an indie sound. I wonder if maybe, I think she's friends with Rachel Chinariri, and I wonder if maybe it's some of her kind of vibe also rubbing off here. But I think with the jazz inflection of her vocal and this kind of indie sound, and again, very much the energy I just described, looking slightly sad main girl energy out of the window, this song is just perfect. I love it so much. It's called Back to Sea, and in Ego LMA's words, it's about that kind of calm that comes over you when you reach the seaside, which I think for any Brits listening, you will resonate with. There is something very, very special about the British seaside on a calm summer's day when for some reason, you know, it's not busy, there's not screaming kids everywhere. You can just have that moment of calm of being by the water, by waves. And, you know, what better vignette to leave you with on a summer's podcast? So I really hope you enjoy this song. I really hope you enjoyed all of the tracks from this month. And I hope you stick with Edit Radio. If for whatever reason this is your first time listening, welcome. If you're an old head, welcome back. We've got tons of great hosts. If you didn't enjoy me, I'm sure you will enjoy one of our other podcast hosts. We like to cover all kinds of music, so really our modus operandi is just to hopefully introduce you to something that might be your new favourite thing. So hopefully, if you're listening, Ego LMA might be exactly that. She might be exactly who you need today. This is Back to Sea. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you very much for listening. I will be back with my wonderful husband this time next month. Bye-bye.
See you.